Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. A trailer dropped for a new movie. The trailer begins with a boy talking with the actor Russell Crowe, who was playing the main character. But what most people don't know is that the character is based on a real person. His name is Gabriel Amorth, the chief exorcist of the Vatican. He has conducted over 100,000 exorcisms in his life and has witnessed some of the scariest stuff that you would think only happens in movies. This is The Pope's Exorcist, the true story, what really happened.
Nightmare Files. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. I'd like to begin with something that you've said in your book, and that is that the devil is lodging in the Vatican. With all of the allegations we've seen recently of sexual involving priests, do you believe that is the devil's work?
Beh, sì, intendiamoci, il demonio tenta tutti.
Well, yes, the devil tempts everyone. He tempts everyone in every environment. In particular, he tempts those on top, in politics, in economics, in sport. And naturally, he tempts above all the religious leaders. So you shouldn't be surprised if the devil tempts those in the Vatican. That's his job.
Per visione Spirito Santo, e per offrendo il nome dei nostri sviluppi di cielo, e per l'intercessione di Virgine Maria, dicasi il nome.
Santo! No!
Quanti siete?
80 canali!
Quanti? Quanti ce ne sono? Quanti ce ne sono con te? Quanti diavoli ci sono con te?
80 canali!
As the Vatican's chief exorcist, Father Gabriel Amorth was often asked to help people whose troubles turned out to be far more mundane than demonic possession. However, he was convinced that he faced evil incarnated one morning in 1997 when a young Italian man was brought to his small consulting room in Rome. He was accompanied by his priest and another man. The other man was a translator. For a while, the afflicted man spoke only Italian. The evil spirit inside him spoke perfect English. Father Amorth started the exorcism in Latin. In the moment that he mentioned Jesus' name, the young man fixed his gaze on him and began to yell curses and threats in English, then spitting and making out as he was about to attack him. When the exorcist arrived at the prayer, "I command you," the demon briefly went quiet, but then screaming and howling. The demon burst forth and looked straight at him, drooling with saliva from the young man's mouth, and Father Amorth continued the rite of liberation, demanding the demonic presence reveal its name. He was shocked when he was told that it was Lucifer himself. Momentarily, he was shaken, but he continued what he was doing. The possessed man resumed his shrieking, twisting his head back and forth and rolling his eyes. His back arched for about 30 minutes straight without moving. The room became extremely cold and ice crystals formed on the windows and walls. Moments after the exorcist ordered Lucifer to abandon the present, the young man's body stiffened and began to levitate, hovering 3 feet in the air for several minutes before collapsing into a chair. Finally, Satan admitted defeat, announcing the exact day and hour when he would leave the man's body. It sounds fake, but multiple people who were there said the same exact story. Father Amorth was the Catholic Church's most famous and controversial exorcist, but he was far from the only one. There are at least 400 in the world. Even in the skeptical UK, the church says it's carrying out an increasing number of exorcisms. Most of his colleagues prefer to practice their peculiar craft in the shadows, but Father Amorth was more than happy to discuss how he fought the powers of darkness. The Bible records that Jesus himself drove out demons, but provides few details, leaving Hollywood to fill the blanks. Even in 1973, the film The Exorcist remains the go-to reference work. Its story of little girl transformed into a projectile vomiting, blasphemy horror loosely, based on real-life exorcism in the U.S. Father Emmerich said it was his favorite film, arguing that, although the special effects were over the top, it was pretty accurate and helped people understand his work. The possessed isn't a bad person, only a suffering one, he claimed. The youngest of five sons of a lawyer in the town of Modena, Father Emmerich fought as a teenager in the Italian resistance in World War II, earning a bravery medal. He later became a lawyer himself and briefly worked for the future Italian prime minister before taking holy orders in 1951. It was in 1986 that he became an apprentice exorcist, and he went on to set up the International Association of Exorcists in 1990. He initially conducted exorcisms in Rome's famous Church of Holy Stairs, until the shrieks drove away the faithful. He then moved to the headquarters of his order and converted a small 9x15 room into his exorcism room. Well away from the street so passersby couldn't hear the screaming and call the police. Chairs lined the walls for his assistant exorcists and the loved ones, and the worn-out brown velvet armchair for the patient. Particularly troubled souls might have to be tied down with the straps on the small bed. The patient would always be violent, so exorcists never practiced alone. The walls were decorated with 8 crucifixes, pictures of Mary and different angels. He would also have a photo of Pope John II, which apparently made devils particularly irritable. The priest kept the tools of his trade in an old briefcase, 2 wooden crucifixes, holy water, and a vial of concentrated oil. He also used a purple priest stole, wrapping it around the patient's neck, and a book of prayers containing the official exorcism formula. He was famous for his sense of humor, not the obvious prerequisite for an exorcist, and always started off each ritual by literally thumbing his nose at the devil. According to Marcello Stanzione, during an exorcism, a demon accused him of being a glutton. "Well, what is it to you?" he shot back. A favorite Emmerich thing to say was, "You know why the devil flees when he sees me? Because I'm uglier than he is." Although the Catholic Church officially recognizes exorcism, its modernizers see it as a medieval hangover that plays on superstition to strengthen religious devotion. Father Emmerich freely admitted, many who came to him had mental problems best dealt with by psychologists. He estimated he only came across around 100 genuine cases of possession. Early in his career, he helped an exorcist named Negrini in northern Italy with a supposedly possessed 14-year-old girl. When Father Emmerich joined Negrini in a session with the girl, he asked the demon, "Why have you taken this girl?" It replied, "Because she is the best of the parish." It took Negrini another 12 years to free the girl, says Stanzione. Father Emmerich would carry out some exorcisms on the telephone and even on Skype. Appointments lasted on an average of 30 minutes, and Father Emmerich could conduct 5 every morning, doing paperwork in between. Typical symptoms of demonic possession could be mundane, such as violent headaches and stomach cramps, he said, so it was easy to confuse it with an ordinary illness. He often wouldn't know for sure until he had conducted the rituals and observed the reaction. He said the devil particularly hated hearing Latin and often preferred to speak in English, even when the possessed person couldn't usually speak a word of it. They also like to spit. Experienced exorcists hold a cloth near their face in readiness. And rather more alarmingly, vomit shards of glass or pieces of iron and even rose petals. Father Emmerich kept a collection of regurgitated nails, keys, and plastic figurines to prove it. On one occasion, he claimed that a devil said a possessed woman would throw up a transistor radio, and sure enough, she began spitting out pieces of it. Almost supernatural strength was not infrequent. Father Emmerich said he once saw a possessed boy of 11 hurling off 3 big policemen as they tried to hold him down and the 10-year-old pick up a huge table. In 90% of his cases, Father Emmerich blamed Satanists or anybody that deals with Satan. The remaining cases he blamed on people participating in practices such as seances. Most of those he saw were middle-aged women, a fact blamed for the weakness of seeing fortune tellers who remain very popular in Italy. Just months before the priest's death in 2016, William Friedkin, the Oscar-winning director of The Exorcist, became the first person to be allowed to film him perform an actual exorcism. The resulting documentary makes for unsettling viewing as the patient, an Italian woman in her late 30s, thrashes violently, shouting defiance in a guttural voice that, for whatever reason, simply doesn't sound human or even match her face. Father Emmerich believed that the woman was genuinely possessed after being cursed by her brother and his girlfriend, who were Satanists. Friedkin, an agnostic who hadn't expected to see anything authentic, said the experience was terrifying. Top neurosurgeons and psychiatrists he showed his film to were genuinely perplexed. Skeptics might wonder why only those who genuinely believe in the devil seem to be possessed by him. Father Emmerich often says that the devil is always hiding, and the thing he wants above all is that people don't believe he exists. It is said that Father Emmerich has found out secrets about the Vatican that he did not agree with, but he hasn't told many people about it. But this was the Pope's exorcist, the true story, what really happened.